From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Caribbean Tourism Organization condemns a British travel advisory against Trinidad and Tobago. St. Lucia's parliamentary opposition leader threatens to become an independent candidate, and more deaths in Guyana as the country's president calls for a different approach to tackling violent crime. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean tourism officials say post-September 11, there's been a gradual increase in business in the region. The Caribbean tourism organizations are anticipating that when all the 2002 figures are in, the islands will be down by only about 3-4%. For the CTO, that would represent substantial progress because the decrease at the start of last year was as high as 15%. Tourism officials say they are worried, however, that despite progress made since the September 11, 2001 events, a war against Iraq would prove very detrimental to Caribbean tourism. I put it to CTO Secretary General Gene Holder that things like the Bali bombing were still impacting on the region.
Afghanistan, Bali, and other such incidents have created some negativity about travel, but the Caribbean has been a beneficiary in the sense that it's closer to the U.S. market and it's also perceived as being safe.
But Trinidad and Tobago might say, look, I have been a casualty. There's a British travel advisory against that country.